3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Oh, it absolutely is Wednesday. It's a lovely day. I know, I had a great day. Heidi and I had a meeting a little bit earlier today with Carl Carlson over at Carlson Financial. It's always nice when you get good news. Just tell you that right now. We got good news. So I'm feeling good. I'm also feeling good because I'm taking a look at some of the great people I'll be chatting with this afternoon. Longtime friend Todd Starnes is going to be here at 4:35. Todd, by the way, has got a brand new book out. No shock. Every time you turn around, he's got a brand new book out. It's called The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. You thinking Trump saved America? Did the president just save America? How is that going to play out in the midterms? I don't know. We'll talk about it with Todd at 4:35. Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, and a WWE analyst is going to be here at 5:35. And a dear friend, somebody for whom I have tremendous respect and appreciation, Barry Moore, who is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Barry, thank you so much for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me. And what a warm-up today. You talked about the crocodile tears and the whining and the complaining. And that's what the BBB, BBB.org, does not want to hear from consumers. We want you to go in and not have that kind of an experience to the best of our ability.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and the BBB gets that done. I love when I am looking for somebody to look for somebody who has that accredited business designation. I'm thinking right off the bat, Barry. I mean, not that we're necessarily focused on this, but right now we work with Citywide Decorators, the Wingfields, great people. We're so happy to have them in our home doing great work. And, of course, Citywide Decorators, a longtime Better Business Bureau accredited business. So it speaks volumes.
Yeah, you know, and Jeff, we got to say hello to one of your listeners, Karen, and she listens down in Chester. And, you know, she reached out to me, Jeff, because she heard us talking, and she wanted to check on a specific service and how to find an accredited business. And I so appreciate that she was that concerned and listened to you, you know, and called me. That's incredible. So give her an A+, because being on the offense, being on the defense, is you're not going to do very good.
That's
so
right.
Sure you protect yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Karen and Chester, thank you for listening, and thank you for reaching out to Barry. Barry, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia is offering to accredited businesses. You've got this help desk, which I I'm just blown away by all of the things that the BBB does for accredited business. But tell people about that, because all the more reason to be an accredited business, if you ask me.
Well, it is. I mean, it's distinctly taking the BBB accreditation to a totally different level. You can go to all the networking events, pass around business cards, spend a lot of money. But when you become accredited, all we're trying to do it's helped that company become a better business, right?
Yep.
Better for them, the ownership, better for the employees. And then, of course, that goes into the customers. And that's what my job is, and that's what I take very serious. And companies that are accredited, Jeff, that are listening to us and contacting us, whether it's to do a podcast mm-hmm. at our studio or anatomy of their business or anything else that we're offering, all of our Spark conversations. I think I'm planning right now 10 conversations for business owners accredited and consumers through the next 2 months.
Wow.
And those are all free. I have sponsors, and they're incredible. This help desk, as you know, and you helped architect this,
mm-hmm.
I believe that you're part of it.
Yep.
To work with businesses, not as just a consultant, but a person that really could help that small company, medium-sized company, just do things better.
Yeah. Well, you know, Barry, there's some things I know, and there's way more stuff that I don't know. And if I have the opportunity to take a gift, and you and I both are men of faith and what have you, so I know I don't mind saying it, I believe I've been given certain gifts, and I think I have an obligation to share good things with good people and help good people. So I'm so honored to be part of that with the Better Business Bureau. And then there's that part of me that says, I can't even spell AI, so I'd better find somebody over there at the BBB that can help me out, you know?
You're not going to be teaching that class or talking to them. No. I'll take care of that part.
Thank you.
But you tell people how to talk and market. You, Jeff, you have a gift. When we hired you a couple times now at the Better Business Bureau, and you, the cookie story, you know it and I know it, incredible. If that does not inspire employees, and that's what Jeff Katz, that's what you offer when you go out and talk to whether they're financial consultants, insurance agencies, payroll companies, doctors, ortho, urology, accredited businesses can reach out to you,
right.
A professional speaker, motivator. You have a gift. It's not the gift of gab. You have knowledge, and that people need to know, and you give it away. And so that's awesome.
Well, you are very kind. Let's talk about some of the other folks who are on the help desk with the Better Business Bureau, okay?
Yeah.
So that, number one, as you know, we have a lot of folks who are accredited businesses. They want to know about this. But I'd be willing to bet, Barry, we got some folks who maybe have been on the bubble going, maybe I will, maybe I won't. When they hear some of the resources available, I got to think they jump right in.
I would hope so. Channel 6, obviously, Jim Vernet, and then we have Dr. Heather with Wise Up, mm-hmm. Incredible consultant, Reliable Payments, Patrick Gallagher, Dave Clemente, I never said his name right, I'm sorry, Dave, let's just say Dave from SK Marketing.
Yep, yep.
I'm terrible on his name. And that's just a few, right?
Yeah.
And not on the list would be some others that, like Dignity Memorial, Woody's Funeral Home will be part of it.
Yeah.
We're going to find an accredited urology group that we're going to bring involved and also help companies with their employees.
Wow.
We have Insperity, who does our healthcare and our time systems right here. They're a Texas company that's been accredited since 1985. They'll come in and talk and help. And as you know, the list goes on. I have about 13 consultants ready to go.
Yeah.
And Bud Myers, you know, with Virginia Rees, been in the business world a long, long time.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned you were having trouble with Dave's last name. I'm looking right at Josh Smith. I'm thinking, I got that one handled. This is a whole, it is up and good, Mr. Moore.
Dr. Smith. Smith from VCU is going to handle the AI.
Thank
with a
God.
Company that needs help. Yes, he's an educator. He's not going to sell anything. Nobody's selling anything. They just want to help, you know, and make a difference. And that's what we're doing each and every day. So the help desk available to accredited businesses. As you know, a lot of accredited, I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like you were talking about on your show, the fake tears.
Yeah.
Give it a rest. You got your whole life invested. You got employees. Just become accredited. If we approve you, work with partners like Virginia Credit Union.
Yep.
Get budgeting in place for your employees. That's second to none.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Let me remind everybody, Barry Moore is joining us. Barry is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. We're talking a little bit about the BBB Help Desk. And this is something that Barry put together. He said, look, we've got some great people who are owners, operators of accredited businesses. Each of them has a certain slice of knowledge that they're willing to share, and let's put it to use. I'm looking at one of the folks on this list, Barry, and I've got to think for everybody who is, you know, sometimes we say small business. I think I prefer to think of it as your business. You know, it's not small to you. It's a big business. But Stacy, who has this expertise in growing a business, building a business that you're then going to turn around and sell. How many of us are in that arena just thinking, yeah, I want to build this, and then I'm either going to pass it on to one of my sons, let's say, or I want to sell it and go pick sand out of my belly button somewhere?
And that's where we have Rick Chess. He's going to help companies. He just did an event in my office last week. Incredible. And then SNS Painting, Stacy Spears, a painter. She has an all-female painting team. They are incredible what they do, but she also teaches and trains her employees. So that you can learn. We got Nicole Frost from Thrivent. Mm-hmm. And then we have Kildare is a place where your company can advertise for new employees. You fish where the fish are. You don't advertise when you need somebody.
Right.
You start looking for somebody 24/7. And that goes into play with the VCU internship program.
I am hoping to become a very big fan of that. I've already become a fan of it. Now I'm ready to put all those other pieces in there and get that intern locked in and working on behalf of us. Well, Barry, let me ask you this. If we have folks who have been listening through our little discussion here, they are business owners and they've said, I've thought about it. How do they begin the process of becoming an accredited business?
Two ways. They go to BBB.org, do an application. I'll tell you off the bat, if you have under 50 employees, it's $550 a year. Mm-hmm. So do the math. It's $50 a month. And I don't nickel and dime you. We're not having black tie events, no golf tournaments. We just want you to be a better business. We want you to have great employees. So I cut through all the nonsense. So if you're a car dealer, your mechanical shop, parts, you either go online, bbb.org, and you start to differentiate your company versus the competitor that will not necessarily be accredited or will be turned down.
Yeah.
So that's what you want to do. You want to start with integrity, respect. Let me help you do it. Or just call me 521-6940. And let's just have a meeting. And then I'll tell you how I will get you that investment back. There's nobody else out there, Jeff, talking this way. You know it. I know it. And business owners know it. So don't waste any more time. Let's get on with it. The fourth quarter's coming.
Yeah.
So if you're not profitable right now and your retained earnings aren't where you're supposed to be, you're hemorrhaging money, you better learn about expense control. Call me.
That's it. Well, Barry, I appreciate you being here,
my friend.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'll be in helping my friends over there at the Better Business Bureau. They do a great podcast, and I just try and help our local businesses get more customers. Bottom line, that's it. I want everybody who is owning and operating a business to be successful. I want you to be honest. I want you to be fair. I want you to be responsible. And if you can check those boxes and you're good at what you do, then I want to help you be successful. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.